88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and we're joined by Israel Nash. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us, Sky.
We'll first start by asking you, Israel, the question. Missouri to New York City, now to Texas.
Yeah.
You're a rambling hombre.
Well, I was, I was raised in Missouri in the Ozarks, and my father was a Southern Baptist minister, so we were kind of in the country, a lot of country churches and stuff like that. And then when I got the opportunity to go to New York, that was something I'd wanted to do for a long time. So went to New York, you know, had wrecked a car and had like $3,000 from insurance money, which was plenty of money to make it in New York, you know. So it lasted like about a month.
Flush.
You know, right? But New York was an amazing place. That's where I, you know, made my first, two albums. That's where I met, the guys that are in the band now. From that part of our lives, the band was originally from Texas, and they talked a good talk about Texas. So, I moved down there and bought some land and, got a place outside of Austin, and, you know, now I wouldn't leave. So they're in the hill country of Texas.
I got rain
father was a minister and you were in the church.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we assume the children that are raised in that atmosphere, you know, the gospel music and everything else, it just becomes part of their life. Was that the case?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these are country churches, you know, where, I mean, everyone sings and, you know, I mean, so I from a young age, I was involved in music, especially with some of those smaller churches. Like, you're very involved. You're like, oh, Israel plays guitar or Israel can sing, let him sing a song, you know? So I think, you know, being comfortable musically, was definitely garnered from that, you know, experience.
So then you moved to New York.
Yeah.
And that's, there's an intent there, I assume, of
yeah,
you're going to get into a different setting to explore music.
Exactly. That was what it was about, you know, getting to the city and trying to explore that for the first time in a bigger way than it was in Missouri, you know, in a smaller town area. So
how did you connect with the guys in the band?
I would get probably at a bar, right? where it all happens.
Yeah, Joey was the guitar player, was bartending in the Lower East Side, and Israel was playing some shows there. And actually, I think Joey had told me to come out, and because I was playing bass mostly at the time, come check him out. And we did, and we kind of met and fell together and just fell right in love.
Yeah, still going to bars too. But yeah, yeah, so, you know, they were... we met there, and then that was after my first album, and this band made a record with me called Barn Doors Concrete Floors, which was an old barn in the Catskills that we just brought a bunch of gear to, and that kind of became the MO for how I like to make records, you know, and that's how what we did with the latest album, making it in Dripping Springs at my house, and bought a tape machine and just lived there at the house for 2 weeks, everyone there just making music. And I think it's, you know, I'm a big advocate of the environment to make records, and, you know, that's something that's important. So
now, you had on Rain Plans, you used a Studer board, is that correct?
Yeah, we used a Studer tape machine, a 2-inch 16 track, you know, classic machine that you know, this guy helped load it from New York to Texas, but it's about, what, 1,000 pounds or something.
Yeah, it's like the size of a refrigerator, but it weighs about like 4 refrigerators.
Yeah.
Thank you.
the record, things I've read, it became a more firsthand, personal record than perhaps the first two. You started to explore some themes that were of a more personal nature?
Yeah. You know, I've been, you know, writing songs for a long time, and with this album, you know, it was really kind of very much a part of the move to Texas and that chapter of my life kind of changing. And I mean, going from living in Williamsburg to, you know, now having 15 acres and just being out in the country and just the isolation of that. Cause you know, there's an interesting kind of duality of being on the road where you're in, you know, major cities and a very social aspect of what we do. And then going there and it's really isolated, you know? So I feel like, you know, that space has been pretty special for me. I was just very excited about it, and I just kind of had this new, I had been writing these songs that were very, very reflective, more openly so lyrically, you know. I mean, I've always tried to put myself in some of the songs, but I think I did it much more personally. And you know, that's why we didn't put the lyrics in the album, where it's like, you know, listen to them and let them be yours, but you know, I don't want to direct you or something we have to advertise or something, you know.
Right.
That it's just, and there's nothing I'm embarrassed about, but it's just real. And I think that's a place that I got to as a songwriter. I think that's a place that we got to as musicians, as a band, that I feel like we just got to a point where it just feels so real. And that when it feels like that, it just, nothing feels wrong about it. There's nothing contrived here. It's just real guys that really care about each other, real songs that are about my life and perceptions that I see, you know, and, I think that's a good way to live.
Thank you.
would settle right on in. Take your worries and put fire to them. Pour me out just like sour wine. I got the money if you got the time. Oh, my baby, let's sit around.
Tomorrow night, The Echo.
Yes.
You know, your stop in Los Angeles for this tour. You're developing and continue to expand an audience, you know, because you don't mind hitting the road and working. Yeah. From there, it's up to San Francisco, I take, right? You're going to do the I-5, basically, from here on, right?
Yep.
We get together when we're not on tour just to hang out in the RV.
Yeah, we'll find ourselves. The guys were at my house the other day, and we were just sitting out in the RV, you know, like watching, like, you know, something. And we're like, what are we doing?
It's like a man cave?
My house is right there. I don't know. It's like, well, the wife's going to bed. Let's go to the RV.
Right, it's the man cave.
Yeah, it's really turned. It's like, it's the other home. I mean, it's familiar, you know, so.
Well, we're glad you stopped by and consider this a spot that you can come by and call home from time to time. And
thank you.
Best of luck with the record. And certainly tomorrow night we invite all our listeners to come see Israel Nash at The Echo. It's tomorrow night. And we thank you for coming by and being on 88.5 KCSN today. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.